What's up, everybody? Josh Grisham live alongside Nerd Informants Media. We're bringing you Hollywood's brightest stars and music's biggest names right here. I'm answering the call weekly. It's Hollywood Calling with Josh Grisham on the Branson Podcast Network and all major podcast platforms. And we want to say good morning and welcome everybody into the Midwest. It is Mornings with Josh Grisham on My 100.1 and Nerd Informants Media. And I got to say this, it has been like a bucket list week for me as far as these great interviews coming my way. And I've got a special one this morning with a very, very awesome and amazing guy. He's known for the Harold and Kumar series playing Kumar Patel, Van Wilder, Designated Survivor, Clarice in House. He is refreshing. He's candid. He's got the best humor ever. And he's now officially, for me, the Christmas gift that keeps on giving the whole year round in my household. He's also a successful author. I've got Cal Penn on the line. Cal, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Man, I'm doing absolutely fantastic. And first things first, I got to say happy holidays, my friend, and thank you so much for giving me time this morning.
Hey, likewise. I hope it's a joyous one for you and your family and all your listeners.
It certainly is. And Cal, what a year it has been for you, and especially just these last couple of months. It just seems like for you, sir, things in your life are just coming full circle. They're coming together in all the right places. Congratulations on Hot Mess Holiday that is on the way and your book that is out right now. You can't be serious.
Thank you. Hot Mess Holiday, I got to say, it starts airing on Comedy Central next week. It's a really fun, it's a Christmas movie. It's a Diwali movie. There's a diamond heist in it. It's sort of the opposite of, I'm going to admit, I really enjoy watching like the Hallmark Lifetime holiday movies. They're on in our apartment often. But this is the opposite of that. This is the Comedy Central version of a Christmas movie. So hope you like that one. And then the book, man, thank you for the love on the book. I have to say, you know, it just came out this month, and I had spent about 5 years writing it. And one of the things that that folks had asked for a while was like, you know, why did you want to write a book? And the answer was kind of simple. It was, first, I just want to make people laugh. You know, I want to make the reader or people who are listening to the audiobook, I want you to feel like we're spending time together having a beer. And the point of writing it was, I wanted to write a book for like the 25-year-old version of me, the guy who was kind of figuring himself out.
Yeah.
But also for anybody out there who's ever had more than one passion or interest in life. Like, I look back, and I'm only 44. It's not like this is a memoir in my, you know, when I'm in my 80s or something. But I've loved working on the Harold and Kumar movies. The fans have been so good to us through all those comedy things. Then I had the chance to go work at the Real White House for about 2 years. And I just thought, you know, I feel so blessed for that journey that people have supported me through. I want to write about it because I know that there are people who have those multiple interests and passions in their own lives, whatever that looks like. And so it was more a book about connection, a book about how things and systems can change in wonderful ways. And it seemed like the holidays were a great time to put a book like that out, since we're all looking for a little positivity.
I'm glad that you're bringing the positivity and just a side of yourself that is just so you. It's refreshing, it's candid, it's open. And I watched your appearance on Corden, and I love that appearance, by the way. That was a really great interview that you did with James. And you guys touched on two things in the book, and for all your fans here in the Midwest, because once folks found out that you and I were going to be talking, everybody's like, oh my God, I love him so much. He's amazing. I loved him on Designated Survivor. So here in Missouri, Cal, I just want to let you know, there's a lot of love for you here in the state, sir. I want to bring this up because you were talking about this, that in the book, there is obviously what brings us together and what is special about life, but also your cousin was a focus in this book. Talk to me about that, because this was something that your parents kind of looked at and went, oh my God, did you go there? Tell me about what was going on with your cousin.
Okay. So one thing you should know about this book is that there are serious topics. So we talk about, like, you know, navigating identity or working in politics on policy issues, and there is all of that. So if you're looking for like something that's serious, especially if you're buying the book for, you know, your kid or someone who's in college or just graduated, that's all there. You don't have to feel bad about buying this. But it's also, I mean, it's my sense of humor, right? So I shared in the book and on Corden, I said, you know, I think James said, you know, what do your parents think of the book? And I said, I got to be honest, my parents were so cool with me writing this book, because I share a lot about their upbringing and what their lives were like coming to America with, you know, with nothing and building up the American dream. And And I said, the one thing that my parents said that I shouldn't do and couldn't tell is the story about my cousin. So I have a cousin, he and I for years, at least for 10 or 15 years, we try to play pranks on each other to one-up the other person. And it got, you know, it got down to, like, he played a prank on me at his own grandfather's funeral. Like, it got, you know, it gets that level. So I'm writing this book, and I decide that I'm going to tell everybody, in one of the chapters, I'm going to tell everybody that he got gonorrhea during the pandemic. And so I write that he got gonorrhea during the pandemic, and then I put a tiny footnote that just explains the prank and explains that he never actually got gonorrhea during the pandemic. But nobody reads footnotes in books, right? So the disclaimer's there, but probably nobody's going to catch it, and they're all going to think that he really got gonorrhea during the pandemic. And my parents were like, absolutely not. You cannot tell this story. That's absurd. But so I had to change his name, but it's still in there. He knows who he is.
When you told that on Corden, I'm just like, oh, God, I've got to have him recreate and talk about that during the interview. I know I've got like maybe like 2 minutes because your tour is moving pretty fast this morning, but I've got to really give you congratulations. You've got some other projects that are coming up, and you've got to be proud of this because I know you address it in your book. It's out there in the news now. I've got to say how happy I am for you living your truth. I'm so glad that things are out there with Josh, and I hope that you guys are happy, healthy, and these things are just going so wonderful for you. Talk to me about Belated, because this is getting a lot of buzz, and for you, this is kind of like life imitating art, kind of things coming around full circle. Are you excited about that project with FX and Peter Tolan?
I'm so excited. Peter Tolan's so funny, and Mad About You, that you know, sitcom from back in the day is hilarious. He's a great writer. It's funny you mentioned that. You know, one of the easiest chapters to write in the book, there are chapters about, you know, what it was like making Designated Survivor, the Harold and Kumar movies, things that are, that, you know, you spend years working on. And then obviously the White House stuff. Probably the easiest chapter to write was about my partner Josh and I. We've been together for 11 years. And I probably naively wasn't expecting people to have such an interest in that chapter. And I'm like, well, of course, it's a really funny chapter about, we met over an 18-pack of Coors Light and an NASCAR race. So it's sort of like a bizarre way to meet your partner, right? And then you're like, oh, yeah, you guys are together for 11 years. My buddies find the story hilarious. So I just didn't know if people would connect with the story or not. It's wonderful that they have. And then Peter's script, it's funny, it's similar to when I got Designated Survivor, when they called to say, do you want to be in the show about the White House, after I'd worked at the real White House, I was like, eh, not really. You know, is it going to be challenging? And then I read the script and saw it was Kiefer Sutherland, and I was like, yes, absolutely. So Peter's script, Belated, it's a similar thing. The setup is about a guy who, you know, he and his wife have been together for 20 years, and they have two beautiful kids, and when he's away on a business trip one weekend and meets a man who he ends up falling in love with, and it's very confusing for him. In my case, I didn't really experience any of that confusion, and but I read the script going, wait a second, this reminds me of like Ted Lasso meets Rami. Like, it's less about whatever the setup is to get you into the world, and it's more about just like this fish out of water story, or a really sweet guy who's trying to navigate a world that's super bizarre. And I love Rami and Ted Lasso, so that was the first thing that just jumped out at me, and I was like, whatever the character's background is, and whichever ways we overlap or don't overlap, it's just funny, and that's why I want to, you know, that's why I want to play this part. So I'm excited about that. It'll come out next year.
It's about time. I know the representation needs to be there. The world is ready for it, and I think this pilot is going to be just a surprise and a sleeper hit, and I think it's going to go somewhere. I'm really excited for that. Final thing for you, and I have to bring this up because I really want to see it happen. John Cho, and you might have seen this, your co-star in Harold and Kumar, he had some recent comments on social media through GQ, and they were talking about a potential fourth Harold and Kumar movie, might happening, and he was talking about some of the complicated endeavors in bringing to the screen. I just want to throw this idea out to you and just kind of get your reaction to it.
Yeah.
I would like to see in the fourth movie, obviously, there's pregnancies happening in a very Harold and Kumar Christmas. I'd like to see the story go where you and Roldy are in the hospital, Vanessa and Maria are pregnant at the exact same time and delivering at the same time, really, and let the movie go from there. What do you think about that?
That's a really fun idea. I really like that, actually, because that movie is about friendship more than anything else, right? It's obviously, it's got the stoner element, it's about hamburgers, but it's really, the subtext is about friendship. I talk about this, and I'm glad you brought that up. There's a whole chapter about Harold and Kumar in my book, and in the audiobook especially, I think people were like, oh, I had no idea how you and John became such good friends. Like, he's like a brother to me, especially, including all the pranks we play on each other and all the camaraderie on set. So what I love about your idea is it's like an extension of that, what we've built now in real life, the fact that we all really, really get along and we love sharing that with people. I will pitch that. I will pitch that for you.
All right, Cal Penn, thank you so much. I wish you the very best. This has been a gift. Thanks for your time.